Game one of the NLCS, highly anticipated matchup between the Cubs and Dodgers. Wrigley Field, the scene for game one. The Dodgers trying to get back to the Fall Classic for the first time since 1988. The Cubs haven't been there since 1945. John Lester on the hill for Chicago, coming off a stellar 8 scoreless innings performance against the Giants in game one of the NLDS. Kenta Maeda getting the start for LA. He struggled in his postseason debut against the Nationals in the NLDS. We pick up the action first inning. Chris Bryant with the man on facing Maeda.
And the 1-2 to Bryant. Swinging a drive, left field and deep. Back goes Kendricks, back near the wall. Kendricks leaping. It's off the wall and bounces back toward the infield. Fowler around third. Fowler will score on a long double by Bryant. Cubs lead 1-0. Two outs. The pitcher Maeda comes up. Lester comes set, and the pitch to Maeda. Line drive, ground ball into left field, a base hit. Gonzalez is going to try to score. There's a play on the play at the plate. The throw by Zobrist. He's out at the plate. Out at the plate. Zobrist with a perfect throw to Ross. As Ross caught the ball in foul territory, put the tag on Adrian Gonzalez.
The Dodgers are going to bring their infield in with the number 7 hitter, Javier Baez, coming up. Now a 1-ball, 2-strike count. Off the end of the bat, shallow center, long run. Hernandez will not get there, 2-0. Cubs lead into second, Baez hustling with an RBI double. 2-0 Chicago, Lester trying to add to it. That gets away, and going to third is Baez.
2-0 on Lester, the pitch. John showing bunt. It's inside, the throw home. Baez tries to score. He does. Baez scores. Cubs lead 3-0. Ruiz, the catcher, threw to third base. Baez anticipated that. He kept on running home. He beat the relay from Turner back to the plate. Cubs lead 3-0.
Well, you know, I took a little bit more time off this offseason.
Here's one into right center field. There's Fowler. He's got it. 2-0.
Tell you what, boys, it's fun having a guy like that out there.
Cubs lead 3-0, fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Fly ball left center field, on the run, Fowler in the alley. Diving backhand catch. Sensational play by Dexter Fowler, and the inning comes to an end.
He broke his belt, but he made the grab. In the air, left center field. The Dodgers with a pinch hit home run from Andre Ethier, and it's a 2-run game. The tying runs are on. There's nobody out. Turner, the number 2 hitter, is 0-for-3. To third, Bryant will go to the backstop. Too late. Base is loaded. It's going to be an infield hit for Justin Turner, and with that, the Dodgers have loaded the bases. And we're going to see Chapman. Middle runner, the tying run. Utley at second, 2 out. That's in the center field, a base hit. One run scores. Fowler can't make the play. This game is tied. Gonzalez delivers. This is interesting because if you pitch around Coughlin, there's a base open, albeit third base, you're going to get Chapman out of the game. Coughlin with great numbers against Blanton, but this is as much about getting Chapman out of the game.
It was well documented here in the last couple days that Montero has had a bad back and was questionable whether he was going to be on the roster.
The windup and the pitch. Montero drives one in the air. Deep right field. It's got a chance. Grand slam. Grand slam, Miguel Montero. Cubs lead 7-3.
Wrigley Field is shaking right now after the blast of Montero. Unbelievable.
Miguel Montero with a pinch hit grand slam. Here's Dexter Fowler driving one in the air. Deep right field. This ball's back toward the wall. It's got a chance. Gone. Cubs go back to back. Fowler a towering drive to right. It just got over the wall. Cubs lead 8-3.
Cubs go on and win it 8-4 and take a 1-0 series lead in the NLCS. Miguel Montero's smash was the third pinch hit grand slam in postseason history. Mark Lewis did it for the Reds in 1995, and Ricky LaDay accomplished the feat for the Yankees in 1999. Javier Baez's steal of home was the first such steal by the Cubs in the postseason since 1907, the year in which they won the World Series. Game 2 back at Wrigley Field on Sunday, Kyle Hendricks against Clayton Kershaw. For more on the Cubs' key defense behind John Lester in Game 1, we go to our own Allison Footer and Jeff Nelson.
So, for every good pitcher, there is a good defense. This was a very good defensive night
absolutely.
For the Cubs. Dexter Fowler, let's start with him. Amazing plays, two that stand out, but really three significant ones kind of saved the game.
Well, I mean, you could see John Lester how happy he was. And there were some balls hitting the gap on both sides, the right center field gap, also the left center field gap. Fowler just made some outstanding plays. And how about the throw from Zobrist to nail Gonzalez at the plate? That was an outstanding play. You have Rizzo at first base with the diving catch and Lester going, diving, stabbing Lester going over to cover first base. So, you know, even know Lester might not have his great stuff, he had outstanding defense behind him and he was battling.
Did you ever see anything like a player's belt actually breaking apart? Dexter Fowler actually broke his belt from the
I guys? Have before, but that's great. I mean, you like when you have your center field. I mean, it's a small outfield, and when you have Fowler out in center field, this guy has meant so much to the Cubs, and obviously in game one it showed.
Our own Allison Footer and Jeff Nelson talked about the wild eighth inning in game one at Wrigley.
Jeff, let's talk about that eighth inning. Cubs clinging to a small lead, and then it kind of blows up for him. Aroldis Chapman gives up a couple runs.
Well, again, we've seen so many times that the managers are going to their closers, not just in the ninth inning, but asking four and five and even six outs. We saw that against the Giants. Didn't work out too well for Chapman. Then, he comes in with bases loaded, nobody out. This is a crucial game. You want to get game one because you have Kershaw going in game two. Chapman strikes out Seager with the bases loaded, then gets Puig with the bases loaded, and Gonzalez is the most dangerous hitter, I think, and he made Chapman pay with a single up the middle that tied the game. You know, it's just one of those things. You're asking a lot out of your bullpen.
This was the second time, though, that it hasn't worked out for Chapman to come in before the ninth inning.
There's not too many Mariano Riveras around. I mean, most of these guys don't – most of the closers don't like coming in with men on base. They like to start out with clean innings, and Chapman's one of them. I mean, you don't see very many guys get out of other people's jams that are closers. Give me the ninth. Give me a clean slate on the base pass. But so far, like you just mentioned, two times for Chapman it hasn't worked out.
So then it got really interesting for the Cubs in the bottom of the inning because they not only come back, but then they pile on a little bit. Miguel Montero – the hero of the game.
Yeah, you start scratching your head a little bit when Dave Roberts intentionally walked two guys to load the bases. And next thing you know, Joe Maddon counteracts with Montero. Montero is a Dodger killer. When he was with the Diamondbacks from 07 to 14, he has 10 home runs. And what do we see? Another 0-2 hit. I mean, these pitchers don't make quality pitches. Joe Blanton, three sliders in a row. The last one hung. Grand slam. Huge momentum swing for the Cubs.
And most of the time in the postseason, it's the guy that you're not expecting, right? He comes through.
Well, exactly. But, you know, you can understand that Roberts left Blanton in because Montero was 2-for-11 off of him lifetime, and it just didn't work out. You saw the three sliders. The one before that he swung and miss hung up there, and then he made that exact same pitch Montero made him pay.
Cubs manager Joe Maddon spoke about John Lester's start.
I just thought tonight John really wasn't on top of his game. There was a chance to put add-on runs in that particular moment. You had Gonzalez, and then Ruiz had two good at-bats against him. Hernandez has already had good at-bats against him. So it was also an opportunity to get Ruiz out of the game, which eventually turned into Grandal. So you got to look at it. You got to look at the whole big picture. So all those things were part of it. If John was on top of his game, I may not have done it. But I didn't think he had his best stuff tonight. So that was part of that decision.
Miguel Montero hit just the third pinch hit grand slam in postseason history. He spoke after the game.
Miguel, that is the stuff dreams are made of. Bases loaded, two outs, a pinch hit situation. Take me through that at bat. Did you want the slider back before it?
Yeah, I actually missed it. And I was wondering in my mind, I was all over like, how do I miss that pitch? I wanted a bat. I want that pitch back. And he did. He threw it back and I took a full advantage of it.
Of all the moments in your baseball career, where does this rank?
It's up there. It's probably the top of the list. But, obviously we still got a long way to go. I hope a lot better moments come in my career, especially this year. But obviously it's a big moment.
The Cubs' John Lester talked about his start and getting pinch hit for after going six innings.
Oh, I mean, when you're on deck, you don't really have a chance to have a discussion, you know. It is what it is. I don't get paid to make decisions. You know, I get paid to pitch. So that's his decision to make. And, you know, obviously we got a lot of guys on that bench that can swing the bat, you know, a lot better than I can, obviously. So, you know, it is what it is. Would I have liked to go out for the seventh? Absolutely. But, you know, you got to understand the situation and put yourself kind of what the manager's trying to do. And, You know, as far as late in the game, you know, they had some good at-bats against our relievers. We have some really tough relievers down there, and they put together some good at-bats and got some hits and got some guys on base. And, you know, obviously anytime you have Chapman in the game, you feel good about it. Adrian's been doing this a long time and stays on that ball back up the middle. But obviously this guy and Dex, you know, the next inning we come right back out and put up, six, whatever it was. So, you know, kind of erases all that stuff. And, you know, it's just good to get the W. You know, we move on and we got Kirsch tomorrow, and we know how tough that's going to be. So hopefully have the same at-bats and take the same mindset going into game two.
Chris Bryant on his teammate Miguel Montero's thrilling go-ahead pinch-hit grand slam.
Chris, congratulations. What a game of chess. Miguel Montero comes in a pinch-hit situation. Bases loaded. Take me through that at-bat. What were you thinking?
I had a feeling. I've had a feeling he was going to come through. I mean, he hasn't been playing that much here in the playoffs, but for him to come off the bench like that, you know, after a inning before that, and I mean, that was unbelievable. I'm still happy for him. I'm still, my heart's still beating a little fast, but that was an unbelievable bat.
Javier Baez became the first Cub since 1907 to steal home in a postseason game.
It was a safety squeeze. I went to a little bit too early, and he missed the bunt. But I saw him, he was ready to throw the ball, so I didn't want to get a run down, and I just kept going home. And it was a kind of a bad throw to third, so he had to kind of take his time to set his feet.
David Ross on his manager's decisions in game one.
I'm never surprised with Joe. He thinks outside the box, and, you know, he's the manager. He makes the decisions, and we're the players we play.
Jason Hayward lives for the big moments in the postseason.
Stuff you can't write up, you can't draw it up that way, obviously. A huge at bat by him there. Great job by us just getting in that situation. But it's a lot of fun. Very excited.
Dexter Fowler was in the middle of the action in game one, particularly in a wild eighth inning.
Dexter, what an eighth inning. Were you just looking to put it in play after Miguel hit that grand slam?
It was so loud. you know, I knew he was going to come out for a curtain call, so I kind of stepped back a little bit. But, you know, kind of slowed everything down. The fans were still on their feet, and I got a good pitch to hit and hit it.
Two incredible catches, the second of which, you lost your belt a little bit. How much did the wind play a factor?
It wasn't too bad. More my belt was, I told Tom I was working my belt off. I went out there and the ball stayed up there, and unfortunately it was in my reach.
Ben Zobrist shared his thoughts on coming back in the bottom of the eighth after blowing the lead in the top half.
I mean, it's just, you know, coming in after that inning, you know, you just want to do anything you can to get things going and have a good quality of bat. And I was fortunate to get a ball up over the middle of the plate. You know, Blanton's been tough all year, and just able to get a ball over the plate, put a good swing on it, and get things started.